everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, you'll hear from two West Division players who recently took part in the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. And while they're back with their teams now, certainly looking forward to the rest of the season and the upcoming 2018 National Hockey League Entry Draft. That's coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Oshawa Generals overage forward Kenny Heater. He picked up a total of 7 points in 3 games last week, including a pair of multi-point performances, wrapped up by a 4-point game last Sunday as the Oshawa Generals knocked off the Windsor Spitfires. Heater had 2 goals and 2 assists in that game. He's the longest-serving current member of the Oshawa Generals and has an OHL and MasterCard Memorial Cup title under his belt back from the 2014-15 season. Ty DeLandry of the Flint Firebirds lit it up at the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game recently. He had 2 goals during the game in Guelph and really impressed the scouts in his performance. Now the sophomore for the Flint Firebirds, back with the club for the rest of the season and excited as he's one of the top-rated players for the 2018 NHL Entry Draft. Here's a chat I had with the Port Perry native DeLandria following the prospects game.
It has been a great experience, yeah. It was a lot of fun getting to meet the guys and guys you played with in the past or just getting to meet. They're a great group of people, and it was a fun game and all around great.
Going through testing, I'm sure, a little bit different. They put you through the paces a little bit. Was that a little grueling, a little challenging?
Yeah, it was a little grueling. Yeah, you get used to doing so many of those tests over again. So it kind of comes to my nature and you train for it and it feels good. So yeah, it's a little grueling, but it was a good experience.
You touched on it before. You get a chance to, especially OHL guys, but guys from across the country, to catch up with them. I'm sure a few guys you'd probably cross paths with before as well.
Yeah, many guys you've met and you haven't met before. So a lot of guys from international events that you played against, and to be on their team finally is a cool experience, and see them and interact with them, it's fun.
Having Don Cherry around, a guy I'm sure you've seen on TV many a time on a Saturday night. It was a little different having him around your hockey team.
Yeah, very different for sure. You know, you grew up watching him on Hockey Night in Canada as a kid, and you never imagined that you'd one day be kind of in the same situation working with him around the room. So it's a really cool experience to work with him.
More than halfway through your second season with the Flint Firebirds, how have you grown as a hockey player now in 2 seasons in Flint?
Yeah, I think they've just really matured me as a hockey player and a person. So they have a great thing going there, and I'm looking forward to more years with them. And yeah, it's been a great organization for me.
You see the stage really set for this group that's there right now in Flint to grow together over the next couple seasons?
Yeah, we have a great young core, a lot of 2000-born players, and a lot of O1s that are looking very good coming up. So I'm looking forward to the future, that's for sure.
This is now second season. This is the first time you've lived away from home?
Yeah, second season now living away from home.
What's that been like?
It's been good. I have amazing billets in the Hamos in Flint. They feel like my second family, so it doesn't feel too different at all anymore, and they've been really good to me.
Does family back home wonder? You said it's been good very quickly there. I'm sure you get a chance to, of course, catch up with them. And when you get breaks, of course, at Christmas, I'm sure it's nice to go back and forth, back to Port Perry as well. But I'm sure they love the fact that the Billets and Flint are taking care of you pretty well.
Yeah, I think they have a good relationship, too, with the Billets. So I don't think they're too upset or happy. So it's a right even. And they're really good Billets, and my family has been amazing, too.
Going through a draft year, you kind of, you know, what was the approach going into it, knowing there's a few extra eyeballs during this season?
Yeah, I think I just wanted to come into it being able to work hard every night and bring it every night, because you know there's someone there no matter what, where you are. So to be able to bring it every night and be consistent is a big thing, so I've been trying to do that.
What do you need to accomplish over the next few years? You've got a couple more years in Flint, but, you know, down the road to grow into a professional hockey player.
Yeah, I think I just need to get stronger and faster to play at that next level and make that jump. Everybody's, you know, very strong and very fast. So that's 2 areas I'm working on and 2 things I need to work on to make it to the next level.
Ty DeLandry gets a little break from hockey maybe over the summer. What other activities do you get involved in?
Yeah, I enjoy mountain biking and spending time at the family cottage. We have lots of family that all get together up there, so it's a lot of fun, and spending time with the family is great.
Little rivalry with your sister at times too?
Yeah, I think so. She's a great volleyball player, so a little beach volleyball here and there.
She beat you in beach volleyball? I know she's younger, but she beat you?
I can't say. No, I don't know about that. That's what she does, so she probably does, yeah.
That was Ty DeLandry of the Flint Firebirds. Here's a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings. Once again, the Sioux Greyhounds lead the way, the number one team in the country. Among OHL clubs, followed by the Sarnia Sting, who remain at number four. The Kitchener Rangers slide into the number eight spot, and the Hamilton Bulldogs at number nine. Now back to the Sioux Greyhounds for a moment. Sophomore forward Barrett Hayton also took part in the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game and was happy with the way things played out.
It was incredible having the experience in the bag now. It's something that there's a lot to take from it, and it was a blast.
You got a chance to catch up with guys from across the country, across the OHL. Had you met a few of them before through some other hockey events?
Yeah, I knew most of them from Hockey Canada earlier on, or just from around the leagues, and yeah, it was great to get to know them more.
As you move forward, what sort of things do you need to work on to become a professional hockey player down the road in the next few years?
I think my strength, my speed, it's something that I focus on, and I've improved that, and it's something that I'm still focusing on.
How much fun are you guys having with the Greyhounds this year?
Oh, a ton of fun. It's incredible having the year we're having so far, and we're really looking to keep it going.
What's the message from the coaching staff, especially when you guys were in that streak of trying to make sure you do the right things?
Yeah, they push the details on us because that's something that we know that's key for us, and they've just been strict on that, and it's helped us out.
Were there times where it almost felt like, come on, coach, we're winning here, we're winning, but yet they were still almost trying to bring you guys back down to earth a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. They definitely were looking to teach us lessons throughout that streak. No matter whether we're winning or losing, it's something that's key for us down the stretch and in playoffs. So I think it was great that they were pushing their points on us.
Your dad played in the OHL back in the late 80s, coached in the OHL in Kitchener in the 90s. What has he meant to your growth as a hockey player?
He's meant everything. He's been by my side for all of it. He's really supported me, helped me in everything I needed, and it's been huge for me.
Does he sometimes have that coaching hat on a little bit in a text after the game and, just give you that little piece of advice or, what you did well and just those little, little tips that obviously you're going to hear from your coaches in the Sioux, but I'm sure it's nice to hear from Dad as well.
Yeah, for sure. He's a great coach and he understands the game really well. So I respect his judgment on the game, and it helps me out a lot when he critiques my game. A
couple of years now in Sault Ste. Marie, we know the Greyhounds are huge to that city. What's it been like living there?
Oh, it's been incredible. It's a great place, and it's a great place to play. I've loved it a lot. My billets are amazing, and I don't have enough good things to say about it.
We've seen quite a rivalry in the Western Conference this year. You guys in Sarnia, you guys have played some pretty entertaining games. You find this rivalry keeps building this year?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, they're a great team as well, and we've had some great battles so far, and we have a couple more games against them, and we're looking forward to it.
That was Barrett Hayton of the Sioux Greyhounds. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.